first parak of Tyrus, 9th Mishnah. Kikosh, of Kodesh, of Tov, Gomoy, Seyim. Maim, of Kodosh. Yes. Loaves of Kodesh, Manovas. Each one has a little luma, as indentation, which is sitting there, and there's also water in there. Nitzmas, Achaz, Mem, Bisharet. So one of them becomes Tam, Bisharet. They're all touching one another. There's a little liquid underneath each one. Kulam Timaeus. Because we say that even though by Hektish, the Rishon makes a Shenish, Shenish makes a Shlishi, Shlishi makes a Revi, and that's it. But here there was water, we say that even the fourth one, when it touches the water, it makes it back into a Rishon. And it's Mela, giving the Talmud further. Whereas by Truma, the Truma, the Talmud Shnayim, place of Ephraim. Because by Truma, the first one got Tame, and the second got Tame, the third one got Tame, even though there's water over there, but the Shlishi of Truma is not the Tame water. If the amount of liquid there is enough, that is actual liquid collecting, connecting all the kikaras, then also by Truma, everything is Tame, because the first thing, kikaras kika, that touches this liquid, is the Tame, the entire liquid, which is the Tame of all the kikaras. The first case talking about that there was independent amounts of liquid by each kikar. It wasn't a pool of water that was connecting all of them.